broadcasting in HD for the best listening experience. This is CIWVFM at 98.3 FM HD1. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
So the Port of Vancouver is going to be bustling again today. It's Wave 98.3, 8 o'clock, and here's what's making waves in Van City. So thanks to binding arbitration orders from the federal government, yeah, we're going to see the port pick up again today. Even still, the ongoing labor dispute between the BC Maritime Employers Association and the workers, 700 port workers, by the way, they are still kind of going through it. They're not coming to an agreement. But the Canada Industrial Relationships Board, it could be Relationships Board, they're going to make a final decision that will end the dispute as soon as possible. In other news, yesterday was the swearing-in of new members of the BC legislature after some notably tight races, hey? It included yesterday the new 47 NDP membership of legislature taking their oaths of office. And at the ceremony, Premier David Eby says he could sense the spirit of former NDP Premier John Horgan. He passed on Tuesday of cancer and he was 65. In sports, it's Canucks versus the New York Islanders tonight at Rogers Arena. Great game day. And in CFL action, well, we're leading up to the big climax of Sunday's Grey Cup, championship. But this week in our city, there's so many festivities and the promise of Canada's largest drone show. I don't know if you heard about that. It was supposed to happen last night over Burrard Inlet, but they canceled it because of the rain. Actually, it's not a cancellation, but a postponement. They've rescheduled it for tomorrow night. It's going to go down at 8:30 at Canada Place. And finally, big night in Toronto. The next six nights, actually, six sold-out shows in Toronto for Taylor Swift, each night bringing out at least 50,000 fans. Here in Vancouver, Taylor plays three back-to-back shows early next month in December. And Destination Vancouver is promising an update next week. A lot of curiosity about the influx of Swifties into our city and how the heck we're going to handle it. One thing we know, there's not enough hotel and Airbnb space, but I think a few people are opening up their spare bedrooms for Taylor Swift fans they don't even know. That's wild. And hey, wave weather. We got showers this morning, but just clouds later and a high of 10. Right now at 555 West Georgia, it's lightly raining, still pretty cloudy, and 8 degrees.
I feel it coming. don't have to rush when you're alone with me. I feel it coming.
I feel it coming. I feel it coming. I feel it coming. I know what you say, right?
Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe. And it's being called the Woodstock of a new generation. I'm talking about the Taylor Swift Eras Tour, which is the highest grossing concert tour of all time. And tonight, she kicks off one of six sold out shows in the city of Toronto. Vancouver's turn is next month, and we're going to have three sold out shows. So half of Toronto, but whatever. That's how we roll out here. And you know what? We're going to see what it adds to our economy in December, but Toronto is expecting $282 million infused into their economy over the next few days. Here in our city, though, there's lots of prep happening. One thing I heard about, which I think is really sweet, is there's a Vancouver bar that's offering what they're describing as dad beers, which are basically beer specials that are being offered to the dads of Swifties who will be in town as escorts. So they're being super served as well. But man, those dads and any parents or escorts that are bringing kids to town, they are paying so much for hotel stays. So that's going to be, you know, taking place of a lot of maybe resort out of the country accommodations that you could have taken, you know, vacations that we'll now have to swallow for next year to pay for the tickets and the stay. Taylor Swift's Vancouver shows, by the way, it's going to be so busy in town, maybe as if not more busy than the Olympics. They go down here at BC Place, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Savor the best of White Rock during Taste White Rock, a premier restaurant festival happening all month. West Beach, East Beach, Five Corners, and Uptown all have featured restaurants, cafes, and breweries offering a special signature dish or drink. Visit tastewhiterock.com for a full list of participating eateries. Plus, check out White Rock BIA on social media to enter their daily contests. Experience the unique restaurant culture and their city by the sea at Taste White Rock. Details at tastewhiterock.com.
says adulting can't be fun. We sure don't. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
This time yesterday, we were talking about 5 sailing waits at BC Ferries to Wasson to Swartz Bay. Much better this morning. It's wave 98.3, and it's been a few hours now since that wind was really walloping us. So they're operating as per usual with possible to 1 sailing waits on the major routes. But also, if you're cruising into the city from Richmond, maybe Delta this morning, we're still dealing with a leftover backup northbound on the Oak Street Bridge because of an earlier crash. Thanks for all your updates on that, by the way. You can keep them coming, even if you've never texted a radio station before. I know a lot of people like to tell me that. Let's break that trend, shall we? 604-909-9983. And I got new music from Eric Clapton coming up, but I also want to really quickly highlight what's happening in the interior this morning. For those of you commuting that way, there's up to 50 centimeters of new snow expected by tonight in some of those higher mountain passes. So the Coquihalla, Highway 3, good luck with that. and only go through that stretch if you've got snow tires, right? Otherwise, you might be left in the lurch. Here's that Eric Clapton tune. It's One Woman on the Wave.
If the sun should fall from heaven, would you rescue me? Give me eyes to see. And if I lose the joy of living, would you be mine? Would you rescue me while I've had love both good and bad? From all the love I've had, I've learned something, babe. Something about me. It's gotta be one woman to hold on to. Baby, through the good and the bad.
you on this gloomy Thursday morning. It's Wave 98.3. I'm Tara Jean, and we've hit 8:31. Here's what's making waves on the West Coast. So a bird flu vaccine is on the way, according to Health Canada, but not just yet. It's a welcome bit of news for most, but maybe not all, after Canada's first case of bird flu in humans was detected. So this was last week right here in BC. The teen who contracted the virus is still in critical condition, which is so heartbreaking. But no one else around them has tested positive since, which is great news. Health Canada says this new bird flu vaccine will roll out, but only if bird flu becomes a pandemic. Meanwhile, game day in our city, Canucks are hosting the New York Islanders. And for football fans, Grey Cup week continues. You can check out the events around BC Place and Canada Place. There's also zip lining, concerts. Last night's drone show, by the way, has been rescheduled to tomorrow night over Burrard Inlet if you want to check it out. They had to reschedule a bunch of things, actually. So keep in touch with organizers and their main website if you want to enjoy any of the festivities. And then, of course, big day on Sunday with the actual Grey Cup. And finally, former Premier John Horgan being honored in Victoria this week after his passing on Tuesday. That includes newly elected members of the legislature being sworn in and just sharing condolences. There's actually a book of condolences that can be signed in person in Victoria or anywhere else in BC or across the country. There's an e-version as well. All of those messages will be forwarded to Horgan's family, who have yet to set a date for his memorial or his funeral. And wave weather. Still raining here and there this morning, but it's supposed to dry up for a mostly cloudy afternoon. Our high will be 10. Mornings with Tara Jean. And right now at 555 West Georgia, as I watch the crews set up the Christmas lights across the street at the TELUS building, we're locked in at 8 degrees with earth, wind, and fire.
Yesterday was all we had. Oh, talk of the love.
Wave 98.3. Best times deserve the best music. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
I hear you whispering the words and melt everyone, but you forget about it.
I'm Tara Jean. If you're above the age of 54, 55 maybe, and you ever in your life looked at someone who's, let's say, a millennial younger than you and said, suck it up. You're always complaining. And, you know, why don't you just go get a proper job and buy a house? Well, let me tell you, a new study from Angus Reid says that people above the age of 54, so perhaps that's you, are saying you're generally happy with your lives. You're not stressed out about too much money. This is on average. You own your home and, you know, your children are grown perhaps and are taking care of themselves or off to university and having a great time. Meanwhile, most younger people, according to this Angus Reid study on happiness, are pretty miserable. I hate to be dramatic, but they're feeling bad because of their financial situations and particularly stressed in their 20s. And I just wanted to bring up, I'm not quite an elder millennial. I think I tip over on the other side, but I can remember people when I was younger saying something like that to me. Hey, why don't you just go make more money and get a job? Well, that's just not the situation in 2024. So if we could all get together and maybe some of the older people in Canada could better support the younger people. Like, am I? I know I said I'm not an elder millennial, but we could all use a little bit of help, hey? 8:47 on the coast, and coming up next, we're going to shake off our financial troubles and party down with North of Seoul. Hang tight.
Sarah Jean in the Morning, Wave 98.3.
Donations to the War Amps have a lasting impact on amputees. Today, your support gives them the artificial limbs and resources they need for everyday activities and learning to live with amputation. Having access to our essential programs helps amputees prepare for tomorrow on their road to independence. The War Amps is committed to improving the quality of life for Canadian amputees, but this wouldn't be possible without you. To learn how your donation helps, visit waramps.ca.
Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
said Merry Christmas and said Wave 98.3. I was looking out the window and seeing the crews put the lights up on the trees outside the TELUS building. And I just started to feel that sort of, that lovely holiday vibe that can take over your heart before the actual busyness of the holiday season takes over. I was taking a look at the average date that us here in Canada tend to kick into the holiday spirit, and it's not November. It's actually December the 1st this year, which is, you know, almost 4 weeks before the big day on the 25th. And if you're starting to fill up your holiday calendar, I do want to make sure that you know we're holding a special event. No big deal. Actually, it is a big deal. We love hanging out with you guys. It's called The Spirit of Christmas with Michael Casehammer. Friday, December the 6th at K Meek Art Center in West Van. Michael Casehammer, a beloved Wave artist and Canadian pianist that we cherish around here. And he's gonna be doing it all. Holiday jazz, holiday pop. Go get your tickets and more info at wave983.fm. Hope to see you there.
I was down to the bone, I was lonely. Only yesterday. Didn't know I was throwing my chances away. Then you came along just long enough to see. Far behind the fool that I had come to be. Would never give me anything away. If all you're feeling is cool, there's not much to say. When the silence got too long for me to bear, you brought me love and taught me how to care. Oh, just to be loved by you is like heaven.
Is CIWV-FM at 98.3 FM, Vancouver. Available on mobile devices and online at wave983.fm.
dancing in the rain.